Welcome to Fire on the Prairie, the radio show brought to you by In These Times magazine. I'm Emily Udell.
And I'm Aaron Sarver. On this show, we have best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich.
This is a time of extraordinary levels of class warfare coming from on high.
Ehrenreich went undercover to explore unemployment in white-collar America for her latest book, Bait and Switch. Stay tuned for Emily's interview with Ehrenreich.
Also hear Aaron's conversation with Lewis Lapham, editor of Harper's Magazine and author of the new book, With the Beatles.
Finally, you'll hear some readings on the topic of home and homelessness from the members of the Neighborhood Writing Alliance and the Journal of Ordinary Thought.
To download past shows, sign up for our podcast, and learn more about Fire on the Prairie, visit fireontheprairie.com. Stick around for Barbara Ehrenreich.
Four years ago, Barbara Ehrenreich published her best-selling book, Nickel and Dimed, in which she went undercover to take a probing look at the low-wage workforce in America. In the wake of the book's success, readers asked her to focus next on the plight of the white-collar worker. Ehrenreich spent months trying to find a corporate job to no avail. Her new book, Bait and Switch, is an account of her odyssey through the world of job fairs, career coaches, networking events, and white-collar job insecurity.
What did you discover in your research that debunks the notion that the American marketplace is a meritocracy?
First of all, the idea that if you have a college degree and you're hardworking, you're not a child molester or something, that you can have a safe, secure, comfortable life, that's over. The turmoil in the white-collar corporate world has been enormous. For the last more than a decade, really, now, there's been a whole, you know, seismic shift in corporate policies just in since the 90s. Away from seeing the white-collar employees as kind of the core of the corporation, that is, as assets to be nurtured, and towards seeing them the way the blue-collar people have always been seen, and that is as expenses to be reduced. Just in general, that American dream is dead. People can expect, you know, lots of involuntary job changes in their lives, even, you know, people with master's degrees and higher, and with periods, you know, that they may not come out of some of those periods. They may not get back into the middle class. But in more specifically about meritocracy, it amazed me to learn and to gradually figure out during the course of this research that sometimes it's the high achievers who are eliminated because they're high achievers. You know, that doesn't make much sense, does it, except that they might be paid a little bit more because they're, you know, they have done particularly well or impressed people. And so they are often the first to go because their salaries are a little higher.
How did the supposed support systems that you turned to while you were looking for a job in your research for Bait and Switch hinder or help you?
I got help from career coaches in getting my resume up to par before I started posting it on the internet job site and using it to apply to companies directly. I think I needed that help. I mean, I just didn't know the current fashions in resumes and how they have to look and so forth. But a lot, most of what went on in this strange transitional zone where people wander, white-collar people wander when they're unemployed, is not too helpful. The so-called networking groups often involve no networking whatsoever, just sitting there and listening to a lecture of some kind, or even worse, a sermon, an evangelical Christian sermon or two, and, you know, didn't, in most people's experience I talked to, lead to productive contacts.
And how did these support systems work to actually subvert discussions about class?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a support system, by the way. I'd call it a sort of an industry that has moved into help or perhaps prey on the white-collar unemployed. Although not all of these are for-profit things. Some of them are non-profit, but then they may have another agenda, like proselytizing. You know, there was a very telling moment in one of the, it was a boot camp I had gone to, a so-called boot camp, solid, full Saturday to help you overcome your problem, your internal problems, and become a really successful